Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Let me tell you something. My go-to gift when I can't figure out what to buy for somebody is a unbelievable kick-ass package from Omaha Steaks. From the meat to the dessert and everything in between, Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new homemade texture for the juiciest home-style burger that you've ever tasted. Their Pure Ground burgers are made from single cuts of real-aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for only $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You're going to get four of each Pure Ground burger plus a sample of all the steak on the bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code Bubba at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bubba at checkout. Are we speed? And then when Macho Boy, maybe we can get his slate hooked up and we can at least get some type of maybe one or two grunts from him.
All right, just let him know.
Be like, isn't he very caveman-like? Yes.
What do you mean?
To the point?
Like caveman?
No. Like Neanderthalic.
Soft-spoken.
Yeah. Somewhat.
He's measured.
Know.
We need more
isn't
of that.
Isn't Macho Boy like Albanian or something?
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Rhett. He's the Macho Boy's spokesperson.
Liaison.
Rhett, could you ask Macho Boy what his nationality is? I think he told me.
He's American.
Is he an American or is he
Albanian? He's Hungarian.
Hungarian. There he is.
Looks like a Hungarian, honestly.
Oh, now is he a Hungarian or he just looks like a Hungarian?
No, he's Hungarian, he says. Parents are from Hungary.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
You think you could do kind of a Macho Man impression?
Do you think you could do a Macho Man? Yeah. Oh, hold on. Get closer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Macho Man getting... It's like somebody that stabbed Macho Man. Yeah. That's Macho Man's last breath.
That's the last noise after he wrecked
it's
right
he hit the
fucking,
Macho Man.
That's right before he hit the fucking tree. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking die. Yeah.
Thinking.
Doesn't he look just like fucking Macho Man, though?
Yeah. I was thinking either a mini Macho Man or like a really beefed up X-Pac.
No, more Macho Man.
Macho Man with the veins and the tan.
His X-Pac was on meth. You know. I'm trying to figure out, did we gain any subscribers today, Rhett, from my little rant? Or did I complete? I started to get on a nice YouTube rant, and then I got distracted trying telling, you know, people to go. Looks like we still got 548 to go before we hit 80K.
Hey, I mean, that's 500 between Friday and now, though. That's pretty sustainable progress.
Yeah, thank you. As you told me, the bonus that you sustained, that's a sustainable fucking bonus too, buddy.
Thank you for that sustainable bonus.
Man, you got a big bonus with the bump up and the bonus. Jesus,
yeah, fuck. I'm excited, actually.
All you guys are fucking loaded.
Thank you.
So welcome to the most unedited, free-form, fucked up, you know, whatever thing we do, exclusive, if you will, podcast Anna's now going to be in charge of the podcast world. So now, Anna, you got Instagram and podcast.
I do, yes.
And you're trying to hustle fucking DJ gigs at
I know.
Bars.
No joke.
Anna's like...
Be pushy about it. Be bubba about it.
Anna's like, undercut everybody. Well, Friday, I'm going to have lunch there, Anna. So I'm going to go... I'll go look at the space.
Yeah, peruse the surroundings.
I'll go upstairs and look at the space, okay?
Be like, Anna'd fit nicely up here. Oh, I mean...
Yeah. And then if we get it, if we get, which we will, I get whatever I want with the deal.
Right. I'm glad you know that.
I mean, is it not true?
No, it's certainly true. Yes.
I get everything I want with the Diacos.
Yeah, you're like their youngest child or something,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I'm like the spoiled fucking whatever I am. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, Jay, we got to give Anna a night. I mean, she's pretty damn good. She's a female. It comes in with a built-in promotion.
And I'll show him a demo, so it's not like he doesn't know what he's getting himself into.
He doesn't even need a demo if he has my endorsement.
Okay.
For real.
Okay.
I'll be like, listen, the bitch spun. Sorry, bitch. I'm not trying to make
it. No, it's one of the nicer things you've called me. Yeah.
Bitch spun for Bubba 199. We set fucking records. So, yeah. She...
And turntables.
Yeah, and like she knows how to spin. Now, supposedly, I don't know if you know this, Anna. This might be a little bit of a contentious thing here,
uh-oh.
But supposedly, Macho Boy spins as a DJ too.
Oh, really?
Stay in your lane.
Macho Boy spokesperson Rhett, his handler, if you will, is he not a DJ too?
Yes, sir.
Hello, talking over to engineering land. Hello? Rhett?
Oh, Macho Boy's getting up. Macho Boy is walking to the slate.
He's in the can.
Oh, he's taking a poop?
Rhett's in the can.
But Macho Boy, are you not a DJ too?
Rhett came in the studio.
He went back to what he was doing.
Go take a shit, Rhett. Macho Boy, you can speak this a little bit. Are you not? It's just yes or no answers,
yes.
I know. Are you not a DJ too?
Yes.
Now, do you spin a lot?
I used to spin on one of the big stations here in town for... The Saturday Night House Party?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Honestly.
Well, don't tell Jay that.
I'm not.
It was Arbitron Radio number one at the time.
Oh, it was? Really?
Arbitron Radio number one.
She's so fucking mad
right
now. Yeah,
well, have you spun in a Bubba 199?
Yeah, bitch. That's Arbitron number fucking nothing, bitch. We just made 10 grand that night.
Yeah, well, I'll do it for free. So.
Yeah. But now, would you be opposed to doing like we do a double set where we do like you do an hour, Mach does an hour, and then you guys do 30 minutes and 30 minutes? Would you be opposed to that, or do you want it all one night Anna and then all one night Mach?
Maybe not the staggering back and forth, like I would do an hour, he would do an hour, or I would do an hour and a half, he'd do an hour and a half, or
Something like that?
Yeah, of course I wouldn't be opposed to that. Oh, okay. That's fine. I'm just trying to get some practice under my belt, you know?
Right. And, Mach, would you be opposed to that?
Does he still spin?
He's sitting at the, thing.
He's on the other side of the room now. All right, sorry,
this is something we'll talk to later,
mm-hmm.
Right? Rhett, what kind of car is his car? A 500 or a 350?
GT 500.
Really?
Wow.
How the fuck does he afford that?
He used to be a DJ, big time DJ.
Damn. Wow.
Said it's his house.
Oh, he doesn't have a home, Bubba.
He lives with his. I'm not trying to give too much information about, but I think he lives with his ailing grandmother.
Oh.
Because she's not doing so well, so he's like the ultimate grandson, and he takes care of her.
Grandma Mach.
Yeah, Grandma Mach.
Grandma Mach.
Oh, yeah, my grandson takes care of me. Yeah, dig it. And he didn't have a house payment, so he has a car payment instead. Anyway, Rhett, thank you for everything. I know that you've been working a lot more. And I know, Lummi, you're taking on more stuff. And I know, Anna, you're taking on more stuff. And this is, I'm so very appreciative. And that's why I gave you guys little raises.
Much appreciated.
And I'm very excited, on getting some stuff, just reconfigured and stuff, stuff that, and I'm not, trying to dog Blitz or nothing, but Blitz, was also a co-host. So that took a lot, you had to sit there for 4 hours and pay attention and, and participate. And that took a lot of his time, so... A lot of stuff. Some stuff didn't get done that we needed to get done because he was a part of the show, And so if I got an engineer that's not part of the show, I can get more stuff done. So, you know, I think I'm excited about getting some more stuff done. And, you know, I'm excited about just this new chapter we got. And that's not a dig on anybody. The show continues to evolve, and hopefully it will be able to evolve. I know that, Lovey, you're working on some stuff.
Yes.
And I know Rhett's working on some stuff. I know Mach is working on some stuff. I know Anna's working on some stuff.
Got lots of content this weekend. We also went to a food and wine festival, so there's a video
perfect
of that as well, in addition to
the pole
strip aerobics. Not strip, I'm sorry, I shouldn't call that. It's aerial pole fitness.
Yeah, and actually, if you put the word strip in there, I think Ty J may come kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of like not...
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to, you know, call it by its slave name or anything like that, so...
Whoa. Whoa.
You know, it's not strip aerobics.
I got into a argument this weekend with the merch crick.
Oh.
And I kind of got to get a cross-section... Because it's the stupidest stuff ever. It's the stupidest. It's dumb. But I think that the way you brush your teeth is kind of handed down by your parents. You know, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, somebody at one time or another taught you how to brush your teeth.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, my mom and dad always taught me to get your toothbrush out.
Mm-hmm.
Put a strip of toothpaste on it.
And then?
Wet it.
Under the water.
Under the water. Then scrub away. Then rinse your toothbrush out. You know, like run your toothbrush underneath the water. Kind of take your thumb, you know, like kind of dry it out a little bit. Hit it two or three times on the kind of, and then put it in its toothpaste holder or wherever you put your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Well, Erica does not use water.
What? She goes dry Willy?
She goes dry strip of toothpaste and then brushes, and then will use the water to rinse out her mouth after she's brushed.
So she's got like really hard bristles?
I don't, she just doesn't put the water on the toothpaste before it goes in your mouth. And she's like, well, and so when Larry Plummer spent the night, you know, when Larry was down last, Larry spends the night with me. You know, you guys know that. He'll stay with me.
Yeah.
And so I guess he came over to my side of, you know, over by my bedroom when I was at work one day, and Erica was brushing her teeth, and he's like, he forgot to bring. When Larry comes to visit me, Lummy, I tell him, don't bring any antiperspirant or deodorant, or I got extra toothbrushes, toothpaste. Like, don't even travel with that shit, because I got it.
You're a good host.
Yeah,
like, I literally have toothbrushes that are in its package that are never been opened that I can hand to you, and that can be your toothbrush for the weekend, and you can fucking throw it away. So he came over that morning, asked her, hey, Bubba said you guys had toothbrushes and shit and stuff like that.
She's
like,
oh. Bubba Best Western.
Bubba's Best Western, yeah. So she said, yeah, yeah, here. So she gives him the toothbrush. And he's like, well, let me. And she had the toothpaste out, so she put a strip of toothpaste on his thing. Well, he just started brushing. So yesterday when we got in this argument, she was like, well, Larry Plummer doesn't wet his toothpaste either. I'm like, how the fuck do you not wet your toothpaste? So I was going to ask you guys, do you wet your strip of toothpaste before you start brushing? I do.
Oh, mine's wet as fuck.
Yeah. I do.
Mine's wet as
mine
fuck.
Is wet as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
like almost too wet. Sometimes I, you know, wash off the toothpaste, but I need that shit wet.
I do too. I was telling her it'd be almost like water sanding. And when you're water sanding a fender, you just don't take a dry piece of sandpaper and start. No, you wet it, and I think the wetting helps the friction.
Well, it like lathers it up. So does she have a loofah? Like, does she put soap on the loofah and then just right to the body?
That's really good. But hold on.
Not in a shower?
But to her credit, I read the back of the Colgate container.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say anything about wetting the toothpaste.
Really?
What do the instructions say?
It just says take approximately a half to 1 inch strip of toothpaste and put it on your brush. That's all it says.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, look up. Hold on. Colgate brushing instructions, right?
Yeah.
Let me put it back. I'll put it over here. And so on the Colgate tube, it never says about wetting it. How to brush your teeth and floss properly. Proper techniques for brushing your teeth. How to brush. Do I accept? Let me, when they ask me for cookies, do you accept? What do you do?
I accept.
I accept too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they may block some pages that you need.
Okay. Just give in, Bubba.
Just give in.
Give me the cookies.
Let Chinese in.
Just take it.
Let the Chinese in. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's see. This is an actual like what you would do. Anna, if you had like a 2-year old, like Lummy, when you're teaching Walker how to brush your teeth, you can just say, Walker, watch his fucking video.
Exactly.
Right, here we go. So, okay, here we go. Boom. I'm trying. It seems like it's not wanting to.
Well, if you hit watch on YouTube, that might help too, but
okay, thank
that
you.
Might help.
Walker's probably. How to brush your teeth. All right. Now, again, on the back of the Colgate tube, it does not mention anything about putting water on your strip. Lummy, do you water your strip?
Sure do.
Rhett, do you water your strip?
I do not.
So you're a dry brusher.
Well, oh, okay. So I wet the brush, and then I put the toothpaste on, and then I brush.
That's better.
Because if you wet the toothpaste, it doesn't. I feel like it just doesn't hit the same. Like I don't really want watered down toothpaste.
Ask Macho Boy. Is he a dry brusher or a wet brusher?
He says he lubes it up.
Yeah.
Brett,
what toothpaste do you use? Because I put water on. Toothpaste is kind of salt, not solid.
You know what I do? I wet my brush and my fucking toothpaste. I wet the brush because I feel like the toothpaste lays better on it.
Mm.
Yep.
And then I put a fucking strip of water over the strip of paste.
Yeah.
And then I get to brush it.
It's almost like when you do the water on the bristles before the toothpaste, it's like almost like a little sticky pad for it.
Yeah.
And the toothpaste will sit on top.
And you might be washing off some bad shit.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. But again, on the back of the Colgate tube, it does not say anything about watering. I'm making a merch crick. Fucking watch this if it says lay a water now.
What if it doesn't?
Yeah, well, wish your mouth felt fresher. I could never dry brush.
No.
Could you?
No.
Only losers dry brush. Yeah. Fucking losing dry brushing motherfuckers. Grab a toothbrush. Have a brush with soft bristles. I prefer hard bristles.
Oh, fuck that.
I like to make my gums bleed. Mm-hmm. All right.
But see, Lummy, it doesn't show it.
I know, it doesn't show how to.
Just showing you how to brush.
Do you wear the toothbrush before you put the toothpaste on? Okay, that's a really, really good question. And did you know that the dry toothbrush will increase friction with the bristles while a wet toothbrush adds more moisture and for most of people make the...
Can you give me one that is that the average American can fucking understand?
She has like a Russian accent.
With white face kicker. I'm offended, white face.
Being more pleasant. So basically, you have to wait the toothbrush, put a toothpaste on, then brush. That's a law.
I literally don't. Can anybody
say she had to weigh the toothbrush?
What?
And yeah, don't forget to switch on like the toothbrush from the Nami, because they clean your teeth and gums much better than the manual toothbrush. Want more oral health tips?
Bitch, what?
Should you wet your toothbrush before brushing? Dentists give a definitive answer. Here we go. This is the mic drop right here.
It's a long intro. It's like 15 seconds. Jesus.
We got nothing but fucking time. It's podcast wheel. I could say goodbye right now. All right. Dentists say wetting the brush before applying the toothpaste is more comfortable. Hamas butt flicker creative. What?
Hamza?
This is the source.
Even some, yeah. Like, who sent this to me?
No!
I just want to know.
I did.
Then say your name.
Lummy did.
Lummy what?
Lummy sent you this link.
From where?
From YouTube?
No, it's from Hamas Butt Flicker.
It is because the site is CO News. I'm sorry.
In such a divisive world. Even something as innocuous as whether you should wet your toothbrush before applying toothpaste can become a polarizing issue, as proven by a recent debate on Twitter. Jesus, just give it fucking to me. All right. Users of social media website divided into several factions over the topic, those who stick toothpaste straight on their dry brushes or those that rinse the brush under the tap beforehand, like us.
Yeah.
Oh, and those who... Let me, you send me some of the stupidest shit.
Well, because you pause it with you're trying to have you read it.
Apply the paste.
Please.
Here, this is me. Apply the paste, then I do both. I wet, apply, wet. Do y'all wet the toothbrush first or put toothpaste on first? Ask one Twitter. Wet the toothbrush, put the toothpaste on, wet that boy again. That's me. I'm a wet, paste, wet. I mean, can you just give me something a little bit more like, hi, this is Joe and McGillicuddy. I'm a dentist here in fucking Hartford, Connecticut. And I suggest that you do it. And then they tell us how they fucking do it.
That's what I was looking for. I thought that Asian lady was going to be the one.
I honest to God, I couldn't understand her.
The captions picked it up.
It was really distracting.
Because
the accent didn't match the face and the hair didn't match the face, and there was just a lot going on.
Yeah. She had, plus, yeah, to be honest, I'm offended. She had white face on.
Yeah. She was gay shit out, dude.
Lummy, are you? Oh, hey. Hey. Man, I was quite a bit younger there, was I not? Fuck.
No, you're only going to be, what, 47?
57.
I don't recall that.
Yeah. Here we go. All right.
It's obvious it's reading.
Can you, why don't you do the honors?
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Do you want to read the whole thing or just go right to the thing?
Well,
the
I think you should say the question sparked an intro. Okay. Readers ask, we answered, when should I wet my toothbrush?
The thing is, each style has valid benefits. Wetting before softens toothbrush bristles and rinse off debris.
Check. That's what me and Anna do.
Wetting after ensures the toothpaste melts into your toothbrush so it doesn't roll off.
Check.
I just do it after. It goes on dry and then wet it.
All right.
I do both.
And then now here comes fucking Rhett, the dry brusher.
Not wetting your toothbrush means there aren't extra steps between applying toothpaste and brushing.
See, that's how fucking lazy Rhett is.
No. I wet the brush. I wet the brush, and then I put the paste on, and then I brush.
Oh, okay.
So I wet,
he's
paste,
a wetter.
Brush. I'm a wetter.
Reverse order.
You're a wetter.
He's
just
a reverse order
just
wetter.
Just not a double wetter.
Yeah, I'm a
but
single wetter.
No, I'm a double wetter. Lummy, are you a double or single wetter?
I'm a double wetter.
Me too. And what's the caveman?
He's a double wetter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Right?
What do you mean, of course?
But there's no overwhelming advantage to any of these approaches rather than... To achieve optimal oral health, adopt consistent brushing habits and use an effective brushing technique.
I got to say, that line about how, wetting the toothpaste helps it melt into your bristles, that sounds like a load of bullshit.
I think the only advantage that wetting your toothbrush prior to putting the paste on it is that you, one, could potentially be knocking off a few bad things on there. And then, two, I think it might just... give the toothpaste something a little bit nicer to lay down on.
Well, I think about, too, like if it's, I assume you keep your toothpaste or your toothbrush in like a cup standing up or just right there on the sink.
Yeah.
You know, when it's sitting there during the day, just chilling, you know, some dust will land on there. I'll usually wet it and then like take my thumb and kind of ripple.
You know what?
Or
if you're that's a great quick. Idea. I'm going to be a double wetter now.
Yeah, Anna, for
I'm going to consciously be a double wetter.
You should.
Because that's a great point. There's a lot of shit on the toothbrush.
There's Colgate.
Toothbrush.
Use a toothbrush or sorry about, if you like to wet your toothbrush to, do you like to wet your toothbrush before or after putting on toothpaste? It sounds like another one of those silly debates. Okay, let me listen.
Well, since should you wet your toothbrush? A reliable source of oral care information is the ADA, American Dental Association. It says it helps safety... For dental product, it says that you're supposed to wet toothpaste. Turns out it doesn't matter. It says,
I just can't be a dry brusher.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it me, or is DeSantis lost his fucking mind?
Yeah,
I mean he is absolutely just he's fucking he's doubling down on Disney, and he just passed the 6-week abortion deal. I mean,
yeah,
I'll take it. Take it if we can live in a free state.
He's really trying to get Disney. He's
well, didn't they try to fuck him because he said like something with the tax? I honestly have not been following the story. And then didn't they try to undercut him?
Yes, with the board.
With the board, the committee, and then he's like, actually, no, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is that the board, the members that he put on there, they pretty much stripped the power from him.
The board
members that Ron DeSantis put in place.
Yeah.
Disney came back and said, well, they have no power now. They stripped the power from the board.
Oh. I mean, are they even allowed to do that?
Yeah, there's something in their in their contract.
So now he's coming back with a double fuck you?
Yeah.
What about the 6-week abortion deal? Here's DeSantis. Here goes.
Use of shareholder resources. First of all, I don't know that it's the appropriate use of shareholder resources to be shilling for gender ideology in kindergarten, but nevertheless, that's what they decided to do. But you know, you may have a right to do that. But you don't have a right to force my citizens to subsidize that. And the fact is, Disney had their own government that they controlled in the state of Florida for decades. And they basically got everything they wanted for the many decades they've been operating in Florida until now. Because now there's a new sheriff in town. We've taken away their self-governing status. There's a lot of little back and forth going on now with the state taking control, but rest assured, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's more to come in that regard.
Oh, so what it did was before the board lost power.
Let me go. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. So before
the previous Disney board lost power, it passed a covenant that transferred all the power to pretty much one, you know, to the company, to Disney. So the board really doesn't do anything.
What do you mean?
So there was a board, like in the
11th hour.
Before they were taken out of power, they transferred all the developmental power to Disney. And so the board just can't make decisions anymore. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, so they're defunct?
Yes.
Kind of.
So Ron DeSantis put all these people in on the board that can't do anything. Because they transferred the power to Disney. The previous board.
Oh, the previous board made an 11th hour willy saying we are going to dissolve. We're going to have a bylaw that dissolves the board and just lets Disney makes all the calls because we basically as the outgoing board are going to make a rule that there is going to be no more board moving forward.
Correct, and that Disney is like the governor of it, like the president. They're over everything.
But at the end of the day, isn't it the state of Florida's property?
Technically, that's what was under that board, the Reedy Creek board. That's what that kind of governed it. But because Disney, which is why Ron DeSantis is saying now he wants to charge taxes, because now the Reedy Creek isn't there anymore, so now Ron wants to charge Disney for it.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So there's like, they're saying, fuck you, and he's coming back and saying, well, I'm going to try to fuck you, which he wanted to put
like
tolls on.
Sounds like a lot of fucking
on
going on, and it might not be the good fucking.
Yeah, like he wants to put tolls. He wants to put tolls to go to Disney now.
Oh, so in order to go to Disney, you got to pay like a $10, like when you go through the Skyway?
Yes. So, yeah, that's because it.
Can you imagine if you had to pay a toll to go to Ray J?
Oh, God.
That's going to fuck the Disney. I don't think so. I think people that want to go to Disney are like, okay. So, I mean, I think because you got your kid just fucking going batshit crazy in the back. Oh, we're going to fucking Disney. Because you tell your kid, you know, you just don't get in a car and go to Disney. It's a big fucking buildup, isn't it? You know, I mean, if you're a parent and let me, like, if you're, I mean, Rhett, are you from this area? And did you ever go to Disney? And, yeah. And when you did go to Disney, did your parents just one day say, we're going to fucking Disney? Or was it a big, like, hey, man, in 3 weeks, little rat, you redheaded little motherfucker, we're going to Disney. Disney, yay, fucking Disney.
That's exactly what they called me, too. Yeah, it was a big
deal. You little redheaded fucker. Red on the head like a dick on a dog.
My parents used to do that all the time.
That's what my grandpa used to say.
That's fucked up.
Red on the head like a dick on a dog.
My parents stopped it after baseball land that used to be in Lakeland or wherever.
Yay, we're going to Disney, Lil Warren. And that little fucking kid so churned goddamn up going to Disney. Fucking going to Disney. Can you imagine you're going to Disney, right? Going to Disney. Next thing you know, right off you get off the exit, state of Florida has one of these big fucking $15 fucking toll booth willies.
Oh, my dad would turn around.
Bullshit, he would. You would have flipped the absolute fuck there. Okay, yes. Warren Garrison's dad turns around, but 97% of other guys don't turn around.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because you're going to have a fucking kid going crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Disney. Fuck!
Well, because I learned my lesson with baseball, the boardwalk baseball thing that they had.
What happened to that? That was pretty cool, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, so my dad kind of talked it up. We were going to go, so we made a big family trip. And when we got there, it was the, because, you know, there's no internet. We pulled in Saturday. They closed on that Friday. And
like when the Griswolds went to Wally World and it was closed down.
Exactly. And my dad said, well, we're not going. And we drove home and we were crying. And my dad, you know, told us to shut the fuck up pretty much. We were going to get beat when we got home.
Would he tell you, I'm going to beat you?
Yes.
My dad would.
He said, I'll see you in your bedroom when we get home.
My dad didn't even make it that nice. He goes, I will beat your fucking ass.
I was trying to be nice to him. Really, he would have pulled us over probably at a rest area and beat us still.
Oh, I got beat at rest areas.
Yeah.
And then some.
Nice.
That's how they.
You would hope that the fucking rest area was so far, you know, like 18 to 27 miles, that he would get less mad.
Yeah.
And then poor little Janie Cake, she would be like trying to be a little affectionate to Doug, like, you know, like rub his hand or maybe his boner or something to get him less mad.
Kind of like that when you flicked him off.
Yeah.
At the baseball game.
She still doesn't want to talk about that. She said she might talk about that after Jeff's service.
There's a date on that?
Yeah, I think.
Just family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really locked down.
Okay.
Like not even like not even anybody here at work.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, it's going to be about four of his guy friends that he golfed with. It's going to be his two sisters and their husbands, me and Tara. I think Sandy. I think a couple like 20 people.
Like very close friends.
Yeah. My mom just says, I just don't want to. I just want this to be done. Boy, is Budweiser fucked?
Trying to get unfucked.
Yeah, they're trying to.
But they're fucked, are they not? Did they really screw the pooch here?
Yes.
Yeah, they're just it was a dumb decision.
So now they're going the other way and trying to be all patriotic.
All like Johnny Hardass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to go overboard on our patriot.
Now, did they fire this? Did they fire?
No,
they didn't.
No. Mm-mm.
They're gonna keep Dylan Mulholland around.
Well, they may just not give that person any more ads to do here.
Is this their
their super patriotic one? I believe it is. Yes, that is. It is the patriotic
one.
But
I'm hitting it, and it's not doing anything.
I'll send you the direct Twitter link.
As of Sunday morning, Budweiser video is nearing 35 million impressions being shared Friday afternoon. Here it is. Is this the Budweiser? Now, do they say we fucked up?
No. They just have a new campaign out.
Yeah. They're hoping you forget.
Yeah. What, right. Is it coming out immediately or like around the 4th, July 4th?
Mine's loaded too.
Mm, you're always loaded. Like, I know. I smelled your breath today.
Thank you. How do you smell? Good.
God bless.
You smell like alcohol.
I know.
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Rhett smells high and you smell drunk.
I'm going to say it one more time because it's playing on
mine.
Thank
God you can't smell pills. You guys would smell them on me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate the
pills. That's why I like them. I love pills way more than cigarettes.
All right. I'm just going to send you because it's the first video.
Cigarettes. Ana, are you really a cigarette smoker?
No, I said I love pills way more than cigarettes or pill users way more than cigarette smokers because they don't smell.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that first video.
Don't do cigarettes.
If you go down a little bit.
Yeah.
The one with the horse, right there.
Right here?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hold on here. Let me just get this thing ready.
Let me tell you a story.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, did that fucking kook-ass bitch, the kooky-ass bitch that had like a little, like third-grade children's art behind her wall that said, I'm the one that made the decision for us to be less fratty and, you know, more inclusive?
No, they actually blamed it on a lower-level person and fired that person.
There you go.
They fired like a person that worked there for like 2 years.
He's like, what the hell?
What the hell?
I just get the coffee.
I just did what this one bitch told me. The bitch just got a third gray rainbow on her back.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story.
About a real good beer company that fucked up.
About a beer. Rooted in the heart of America.
Oh, yeah.
Found in a community where a handshake is a sure contract.
There you go.
Brewed for those who found opportunity in challenge and hope in tomorrow. Raised by...
By the way, I got my latest PETA... PETA newsletter, and they're now mad at Budweiser because Budweiser crops... and cuts off the tails of the Clydesdales, which is bone.
Did you
know that?
No.
Now, if you look at this Clyde, and I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Check us out, though. They're all watch the tail of this Clydesdale. It's cropped. Look, see it?
Oh, shit.
Now, it's one of those things where it would, like, break easily, because I know they do that with Dobermans.
No, like...
That's why they nub it up.
No, like...
It breaks.
This is, like, they're full... On their latest newsletter, they're like... Full hot on the fact that they cut off the Clydesdale's tails, they crop them, and it says there's like they're made out of bone.
I got more PETA news for you after this video. You're not going to be happy about those.
Raised by generations, willing to.
Hey, like if I saw a Clydesdale running down my, I'd be like, man, look at that motherfucking big ass. Now, you got to understand, Clydesdales are
huge,
two times the size of regular horses, and they're very rare. So, like, these two old fucks out there at farm, you're not going to see a Clydesdale. You know, everybody has horse. Nobody's got Clydesdale. They're such a specific, you know.
Used by generations.
I'd be like, man, we need to fucking shoot. We need to dart that, tranquilize it, because that thing's worth a lot of money. It's on the loose.
Yeah.
Willing to sip, share, risk, remember.
Look, Sean, you can see they crop their tails.
Yeah, I can see it.
This is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Is Budweiser the same as Bud Light? It's the same company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
Budweiser, just Bud Light.
I see.
Same company.
Well, we got more PETA news for you. They're not going to be too happy about what you've been doing around the PRN.
They are sensitive and intelligent creatures. PETA says it's a human being's... PETA says it's human beings' disgusting behavior that has led to...
Basically, it's rat lives matter.
Well, we release all of our rats.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we do.
No, I know.
Down the street.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
we actually
this is
have
what PETA's up to.
Very extensive rat relocation program. Lummi has found a nice little area kind of over by the Klim Gym, that little woods area.
Yeah, they love it there.
And Lummi takes the rats in a 5-gallon bucket and puts them in that bucket and transports them down to that area.
Yes.
And then puts the bucket, opens the lid, doesn't even fling the rat.
Nope.
Opens the bucket, lets the rat kind of sniff his way out into wilderness.
Right.
Very, very
in fact, let me, we should probably actually maybe videotape.
I agree with you.
So we can have a rat relocation deal.
Perfect.
So
I mean, we've already relocated so many. I mean, you know.
All of our traps are live traps, and we relocate our fucking rat.
We use the bucket traps.
The bucket, yeah, that's what we use.
Yeah.
So
it's many rivers that feed the sea of rats. There's no instant rat pellet that's going to solve this problem. You have to build dams in every area. We needed a maestro. We needed someone that understood, had the track record.
Rat mitigation is more than a quality of life issue.
She's a rat czar.
Yeah,
she's
a rat czar.
New York's first
Shut
ever
the fuck up.
No, she is.
Oh, no, look at it.
I see it.
New York City's first ever rat czar.
I think they said she's making like 150 to 160,000 a year.
It's more
to
than
be
a
that.
Quality of life issue. Rats are the symptom of systemic issues, including sanitation, health, housing, and economic justice. You can't just deal with one part of the problem and call it a day. We need system-wide solutions, strong leadership, and an engaged population to join the efforts.
Rat Patrol, hello.
What about all your homeless people?
As New York City's first director of rodent mitigation, I will bring a science and systems-based approach to reducing New York City's rat population. You'll be seeing a lot of me. And a lot less rats.
They're putting $3.5 million into this program to hire 19 full-time staff, 14 seasonal staff positions, and traps.
Now, what kind of traps are they using?
Looks like bait traps, sensors, fumigation machines. Those are the ones they named.
Mm. Now, is Bud Light just going to slough off the whole Mulhoney, you know, like have they come out and said anything about it? Who are these guys?
The CEO did come out and say, hey, we never tried to cause any problems with hiring him.
He ain't a woman. And Anheuser-Busch took a big risk here. Now, I saw something on your Twitter feed where Kevin Sorbo says $7 billion has been lost to this point. Look, tell me if you agree with this, regardless of whether you agree with Mulvaney or disagree with...
Who's the guy on the right?
He's Tyrus. He's on Gutfield.
He's on Gutfield. Fox all
the time. He's on Gutfield on Fox News.
In this
News.
Kind was of a situation, it's like sports, it's going to come out in the wash.
The fuck did he become fucking famous?
Well, he's a wrestler for NWA. Then he got on with Gutfield at night.
And he's like conservative. So.
Correct.
Well, this thing was a complete...
Doesn't look like one, so that's
blank
why
show.
One.
Just simply by revenue, stock, distribution, that type of thing. You're going to know.
Well, and see, that's where the quandary is, because the woke are not concerned with bottom lines. They're not concerned with profits, facts, truths. We saw that with the woke interview with Elon Musk. You're interviewing a billionaire and you had absolutely no facts. You just tried to hit him with feelings. You feel that Twitter was... full of hate speech, but you had absolutely not one concrete evidence of that. Devin Mulvaney is a performance actor, period. I don't feel that he represents trans men and women in this country. He represents himself and the companies that are paying him. He's the character that he's playing is blackface. but it's woman face. Women are dumb, emotional, make no sense, can't make rational decisions. He is everything that misogynistic men who were being taken down by the Me Too movement were viewed as. Like, that was the stereotypical, most disrespectful thing that women are.
He really, honest to God.
It's like, it's gender appropriation. You know, everyone gets all mad about
cultural
appropriation.
He's dead on, don't you think, Hannah? Yeah.
100%.
Like, dead the fuck on. Yeah. And it takes almost an African-American guy to be able to say something like this, right?
Yeah.
Dumb, emotional, can't handle anything, silly, act like children.
Ditzy.
He's playing a character. And not even good at it. And to the point where the Nike dancing thing, the women in the fitness industry have overcame so many things. There are so many unbelievable stories of weight loss battle and changing styles and working their butts off. And the fact that Nike couldn't find a woman, even a mom, mother of two, trainer. I mean, there was just so many candidates out there, but it's not about that. It's about an agenda, and this probably won't end well. Most of these, we're just seeing it's performative. They're performances. We're seeing performances where guys will grow their hair out and try to talk like Martin Luther King, and they're thinking, AOC, every time she talks, she tries to talk in rhythm and rhymes now. It's performative. It's not substantive. And yeah, Budweiser, the ad campaign marketing man, she should have been fired on the spot. Anyone else would have been fired on the spot with losses like that. What is exciting to me because they've been playing the cancel game on Twitter. And what it is basically they've been trying to have their own court of laws. They decide who's successful, who's allowed to be. If they decide.
Oh, did you guys see? I meant to send it to you, and I'm sure you can find it for me.
Okay.
It was, and it is just so fucked up. It is the Drew Barrymore.
Oh, they're getting on her knee.
Yes.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
And hold on, Megyn Kelly. I love Megyn Kelly more and more every day. She went off the fucking chain on it.
Yeah.
I think she uncensored and where she can just, you know, not be afraid about being canceled or fucking, like, she can just be the very very opinionated, educated, not afraid, not uncancelable, but, you know, needless to say, more so uncensored and unfiltered than she on network television.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if you can find me the Megyn Kelly talks about Drew Barrymore and then the Drew Barrymore deal.
Don't like what you say, they can get rid of you. What the illusion has been that they're with their social media presence and their political presence and their buying powers with donors like Soros and what, that they've created this illusion that they're this giant number, billions of people that are behind them, and they're not. And so we're finding that finally, and it took men getting involved. Like, I make jokes, but it's going to take the best feminist in this situation is men. Men to step up and say, enough.
By the way, I did miss Brian from Philly and John Lucas today on PayPal. So make sure we open up tomorrow with those two guys, okay? Write down on your little notes.
They have to protect women. And not saying that women can't protect themselves, but they're in a situation where they're being attacked by men who have decided to be women for the benefit of it because it's a safe place to be. Men have responsibilities. Men can't be careless. If you or I decided to walk into a woman's bathroom, we'd be fired.
I think this is Megyn Kelly, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Bainey, who's been, quote, a girl for a year and has been documenting Dylan's, quote, 365 days of girlhood, which Dylan isn't having because Dylan's not a girl and never had a girlhood. Dylan is a grown biological man who's now declared that Dylan is trans. Dylan has had the feminization surgery. And
I will tell you, Dylan looks kind of pretty.
Well, that's not Dylan.
Been very public with his transition, very popular on social media.
No. I'm saying like in that little ad on Budweiser, you know.
So it goes on the Drew Barrymore show. So. And I would submit to the audience that what is most bizarre here, Dylan is the normal one. Dylan is not behaving to me in any particularly odd way. Drew Barrymore is. And to the listening audience, please go to YouTube later and click on this point. We are, what, 112, an hour 12 into the show? So you can slide forward and take a look at this video for yourself. Here it is.
Yeah. This is re-fucking-diculous.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, watches her show. She had to do something.
I want you to get on a fucking diet.
What are you talking about?
Drew?
She fat?
Thank you. I really am. This is, it's very personal for me in a world where we're all trying to figure out who we're supposed to be. The risk.
Yes.
Bravery.
Oh. I do think that there was so much that came up this year that I had no idea.
Does this woman, I'm sorry.
Person.
Does this person right here have a penis?
Yes.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure there's a penis there.
They have XY. That's all I know.
That I was going to have to figure out in womanhood. So much of my audience is a younger demographic, and I sort of.
That's why kids are all fucked up right now.
Would love to show transness in a way that we haven't seen it before.
Where do you find the strength to keep being the joy?
Well,
I'll tell you where I find the strength. With the social following that I have, the kind of money I'm making, that's where I fucking see the strength.
Oh, I think having my chosen family and the people that I love to take care of me. It's interesting because I look at someone like you.
Oh, Jesus. Now Drew Barrymore. Is holding her hand.
Yeah,
I don't want to arm drag the bitch and get her into a Kimura immediately. She's like, man, she's giving you the arm, Anna. She's giving you the arm. Feed it
under the armpit.
And I can't imagine anybody disliking you.
Oh, please. Do you know? Do you want to know? Ironically, who dislikes me the most sometimes?
Me.
Myself.
Me too.
Oh.
God. Okay. I mean, Drew is unhinged, so. Is it unexpected?
You know, you've asked me now, like.
I mean, I'd find it hot if Dylan Mulholland whipped out her penis and blasted Drew Moore, Drew Barrymore, right over the couch.
Well, in a dress?
Diz, Augie. Yes. Stiz.
Ooh.
In heels.
And put a guardrail right across her fucking makeup face.
You've asked me, like, what I would do to combat the hate, right?
Yeah.
Like some girl fucking shit going on right here.
But what
well,
do you
they
do?
Are girls, so.
Okay, that's a great question. Now, I started.
You've been doing it a little longer than
Dylan,
I have.
Dylan Another came out and said that women can have bulges and that she may, or it, Dylan can possibly have that surgery, but later on.
Making me realize is to not carry on in spite of others.
Hey, Drew, as much money as you've made in the business, how about fixing those bottom fucking picket row teeth?
Sorry, I just realized that I'm sitting on the floor with Drew.
I'm so happy to be doing this. Thank you for joining me on the floor. The floor always feels safer.
It feels nice.
Now watch Megyn Kelly.
Break it down.
I fucking love Megyn Kelly.
Oh, my God.
I love her. And you know what? She's beautiful.
Oh, she always has been.
Yeah, she really is.
There's so much to go over. To keep being the joy. That was the cringiest part of all. My God, I can't. And for the listening audience, what made the clip controversial is Drew Barrymore got down on her knees and seemed to be praying.
I want Megyn Kelly to say fuck. That turns me
She
on.
Does sometimes.
She does?
Yeah.
For real?
Out. Yeah, she
being
does.
At the transgender altar
She's on serious.
Of Dylan Mulvaney, which as an image... I'll start with you again on this, Maddie. It encapsulates a lot of what is driving actual biological women nuts about this whole evolution, which is trans women are coming into our locker rooms and our sports and our bathrooms and our colleges and so on and taking over. And we as women are expected to take the knee and just be thankful.
Man, Megan's really breaking it down and like this represents something and I appreciate that.
And say, you know, we appreciate what you're doing to us and anything else means you're a bigot.
Yeah. What I see when I look at that clip is I see.
I think the bitch on the right's a little cute too. Mm-hmm. She's a little cutie.
A man dressed like a Barbie doll and a woman bowing before this man dressed as a Barbie doll. So there was a time in feminism where people said, oh, like we need to get away from these stereotypes. This, you know, it's much more to being a woman than being a Barbie doll. well, you know, I can get on board with that. That sounds reasonable to me. But now it's not just the Barbie doll thing. It's like a man underneath the Barbie doll costume. And this is...
It's like complete reverse the women, like pro-women, right? And the fact that now you got real women that are bowing down to men dressed up like women. To me, that's a bigger problem, bigotry than any, is it not?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like it's real. I mean, really fucking peeling the onion back. You women want power and be empowered and break the glass ceiling and to be created equal and hold on. But now you got women that are marking out to men that are dressed up like women.
Yeah.
At the end of the fucking day, they're still a man. And you're bowing down to a man. That's what you're not supposed to be. That's what your whole cause is not to do.
What? This is the pinnacle of being an authentic female, and we're supposed to get on our knees? I mean, you know, it's just infuriating. It's just so obviously sexist. And it's ridiculous as well that...
I think they're reading too much into it, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I think Drew Barrymore is just a fucking crazy bitch, and she gets excited.
I think it's a freak show. It's a fucking freak.
No one watches the Drew Barrymore. Like, it's a really bad show.
Yeah, it's a shit show.
And so she needs ratings, and what better than for her to reach out to this person that, you know, has a lot of followers?
Yeah. I don't think what Drew Barrymore is doing is a good litmus test for the rest of women or America or anything.
I think
like
you get Caitlyn Jenner up in there to whip the mall.
Fuck yeah.
I want UFC fucking 9. Mm-hmm. I want UFC 290 to be Mulholland versus Jenner.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't you?
Yeah, decathlon.
Beat the fuck out of her. No, fight.
Oh, a fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jenner versus Mulholland.
Yeah, and Jenner's like what? Like she's 75? Like she's old as hell.
But 6'3", you know, 210.
Oh, yeah.
A little Mulholland. Mm-hmm. They both got penises.
Yep.
I think.
She has already come out and said, or Dylan Mulvaney's come out and said that they still have a penis.
She said that?
Yes. Women can have bulges.
Caitlin's has been kind of...
She said she retired it or something?
Yeah. It's questionable. But no, Dylan Mulvaney came out and said that... Yeah.
Listen, you got that dick and you got them titties?
You got them dick and them titties.
Whatever, dude.
You got that dick and them titties.
Someone called Jim Norton. You got them dick and them titties.
Well, she doesn't really have titties, but...
Yeah, she'll probably get it.
Anheuser-Busch CEO did come out and said, "We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer."
The fuck up.
That's it. That's all I say.
Here's our final story of the day before we get the fuck out of here. Thank you for downloading this and being a daily downloader. Our podcast will continue to have good shit on there every day. And I'm going to give Anna's doing the podcast. I'm going to give her some old school shit to put up there. And nothing, we won't miss a beat. Here is the president of our United States, the great Joe Biden, saying something about lick the world. Now, we all of us old timers know what he's talking about.
Did you, though, Bubba? Because I'd never heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Get licked.
You're like, man, Lummy, you took a fucking licking.
Yeah, I did.
And yeah. I wasn't talking about tongue.
Ass kicked.
We have an opportunity to make things better. Or lay back and let events determine.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
And folks, tonight, sitting in this beautiful castle where I had the honor to speak to the people of Ireland in 2016, let's resolve to march onward with each other and all those who seek a better future, because the vast majority of us do. So let's renew our commitment to defending all the values we stand for. And let's remember, no barriers too thick nor too strong for Ireland or the United States of America, especially today. There's nothing, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, there's nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
And again, any time, that was all written. He did okay. Yeah. A little slurpy on it. But the minute he went, you know, impromptu Jones.
Yeah.
He fucked it.
Yeah.
Screwed the pooch, if you will.
Jump the shark.
It's embarrassing to know he's my leader.
It's like I'd almost be more comfortable with a dictator, you know? Like,
I almost,
because at least other people are afraid of us. At least we look competent.
Yeah. Dictators are scary.
Yeah. No one fucks with dictators.
No. We will see you tomorrow. appreciate y'all. And rest in peace, Mac. We love you. Forever, you will be Bubba Army. And Cable Dog, stay strong, kid. We love you, Todd McCabe.